Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome to Bordeaux, France, the fifth biggest city in France, the main city of Aquitaine, this southwestern region of Aquitaine, the birthplace of the Lord of Ireland and King of England, Richard II, Richard of Bordeaux, as he's known. It's a city which is bisected by the river, it's Gironde, isn't it? Because there's an adjacent département or county called Gironde, as in it derives its name from the river. So here we are. The city was founded by the ancient Romans, called Burdigala. It was one of the smartest hotels in town. It's called Hotel Burdigala. So obviously Bordeaux is a corruption of that. The people are Bordelais or Bordelaise, if you're a woman. Or should I say trans in these transgendered times? Anyway, near one of the central squares of Bordeaux, and this is Cour du Chapeau Rouge, I suppose that. Court of the Red Cap. And there's called the l'intendance of the intendant, looks after, a bit like a sort of governor in pre-revolutionary France with that title. And there's a boursiers and a stock exchange, obviously a Catholic cathedral, and what else? So it's the fifth biggest city in France, twice briefly served as the capital of France. In the First World War, the capital was evacuated from Paris because Bordeaux was about the last major city that the Germans would reach. Obviously, they never got near here in the First World War, being in the southwest. Likewise, in the Second World War, the capital was again evacuated to Bordeaux, again on the base that was out of harm's way. Although, obviously, the Wehrmacht did get here in June 1940, and it was part of the occupied zone, because it's not too far from the Atlantic. And there's some few acts of resistance. I saw some plaques of resistors who'd been executed, including a Spaniard who was put to death in August 1944. So a couple of months after the landing at D-Day. So it's a city of about 500,000 people, quite a major airport. I haven't been here for 30 years, much more ethnic and diverse city than last time I was here. Obviously I had a significant North African community even then. That's grown. People from Sub-Saharan Africa, mostly French citizens, but you know, of that ancestry, they're obviously more visible. People of South Asian extraction, so on. And one of the big differences is a lot more people from Eastern Europe, you know, Polish people, Romanian people, often French citizens now. Obviously Polish people coming here for centuries, but those who came after 2004, when Poland acceded to the European Union, that's grown considerably. What else can I say? I mean, various things I knew here from the old days are closed down. Le Comptoir Irlandais and the Irish counter, selling Irish stuff. Obviously, we've had an Irish community here since the late 17th century, you know, after the siege of Limerick, the wild geese, much of our upper class locating here, some like Barton setting up vineyards, Barton, and so on. But they obviously intermarried and just were indistinguishable from ordinary French people after a few generations. Mac Mahon, as in son of a bear, as is a French president in the late 19th century. And obviously under the Bourbon there was la Légion Irlandaise, or la Légion d'Irlande, indeed briefly revived by Napoleon. Frenchman of Irish extraction, supposedly meant to break Ireland away from the rule of the Hanoverians, which actually never transpired. They're so revolted by the French Revolution, they offered their services to the King of Ireland, being George III, himself a Hanoverian. So I want to go up there, Rue Judaïque, see where we used to live. There are not that many parks in the city, really, and the river's very wide. There's the old stone bridge, and that was at the heart of the city, but there's actually almost nothing from the Middle Ages left. I mean, you might say, well, no surprise, but... it is really, because it's seeing such an ancient city, you'd think there'd be more medieval buildings. But it's a very handsome fin de siècle city. You can sort of see the influence of Haussmann here, who built a lot of Paris under Napoleon III. So what else can I tell you? Okay, direct flights from London Gatwick. Used to be from London Stansted as well, with EasyJet and others. It's on the TGV, the Train de Grande Vitesse, straight from Paris. So the thing is, even though it's a magnificent city, there are not that many outstanding sites. I struggle to think of a famous building. It could be almost any major French city besides Paris, yeah? And doesn't get that many tourists. There's the Atlantic coast close by. You can get a train there in 40 minutes to Le Bassin d'Arcachon. So some lovely resorts there. The Atlantic coast is rather cheaper than the La Côte d'Azur. The Mediterranean coast is, there's much less of it. And the water is cooler here on the Atlantic side, and obviously wilder because it's, you know, this is an ocean of 4,500 kilometers. So that's it. But tourists used to drive down from Belgium, from the Netherlands, and so on. I remember seeing those sort of bunkers from the Second World War, those stone, those little concrete houses, the German soldiers there, part of the Atlantic Wall. There was an elderly German my dad met there years ago who said, and he actually bought the bunker he was formerly stationed in. So yeah, there's a lovely pedestrian zone here, and plenty of traditional French places to stay. I know the places are sort of scarred with some things like McDonald's, you know, the usual corporate junk food. What I can say, Paul is here, which is a French bakery chain. It was actually founded in France. But you found it all over the world, in the United Arab Emirates, for example. And hearing English streets is not so unusual. Get around by tram, a few tram lines. I never heard from Australians saying the first day, well, I've used it for over a year and never ever been caught. They're almost never inspectors. So, what else can I say? A number of different railway lines, but make sure you get a fast train. Slow trains, it really makes a big difference. France has got these double-decker trains. I always thought we should have them in Ireland and in Great Britain. But of course, our old railway bridges are way too low, so that wouldn't work. What else can I say? It's a very flat city, very cycle-friendly city. Public bikes to hire, plenty of cycle paths. So yeah, so that's it. Not a particularly affordable city, not as expensive as Paris or anything like that. But you know, it's maybe a more authentic French city. It's not overrun by gaggles of tourists. Anything else I should say? You know, quite safe. There's not very much crime. So yeah, warmly recommended to you. But as I say, there's nothing that outstanding about Bordeaux. Much I quite like it. It's sort of a personal trip down memory lane. That's why I'm coming here. Alright, so thank you for watching my channel, and so make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate with the greatest possible liberality on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. And remember, I'm going to do guided tours of London. This is off air for about a week. What else do I do? I help people with their essays, theses, dissertations and so on. Elocution lessons, I teach people in English, French even, history, politics, religious studies, citizenship, English as a foreign language, for example, just IELTS, International English Language Testing System, the academic version, and then the general version of IELTS as well. And I help people prepare for interviews and with public skills as well, oracy, anything of that nature, classical civilization. I've been known to help people 11 plus, 13 plus, is like science and maths if you're really little. So yeah, anyway, thank you for subscribing, and please look me up to guide you around London. I was guiding a Hungarian lady a while ago, and I'm very happy to guide anyone around London and the home counties. Obviously not today because I'm overseas. I shall be back in the British Isles ere long. So thank you very much. Signing off from Bordeaux, France. I hope I pronounced that right and didn't quite over-egg the pudding with my pronunciation of the R. Okay, so goodbye everyone, and make sure that I get this to 8 minutes, because only then can I monetize the video, but it's just over a minute. Alright, au revoir.